This Daily Christian Newscast, brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, June 2nd, 2016 AD. This is The World View. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. The gospel is being sent into North Korea. Kim Chung-sung, a defector from North Korea, now broadcasts as a missionary from Seoul, South Korea. Gospel music and messages are sent through the radio waves into North Korea, and believers risk everything to listen to the broadcasts. The World View spoke to Chung Soo Kim, manager of international relationships for the Far East Broadcasting Company, about their work for North Korea.
Pyongyang, the capital of North Korea, was referred to as the Jerusalem of the East in 1907. That was more than a century ago. And the Protestant Christianity was really, really vibrant in North Korea for a while. We're praying for revival in Pyongyang as well.
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Romans 10:17. Cutaneous leishmaniasis, a terrible skin disease, has spread across the Middle East, particularly in the terrible conditions of the refugee camps. ISIS has been blamed for the spread of the disease by creating crisis and the need for refugee camps. Yesterday was International Children's Day. Hundreds of Christian Syrian children joined in prayer for all the children suffering under the Islamic State, as reported in Christian headlines. A message from Christian leaders in Syria offered this: "We implore him who alone can bring peace, protect and save the children of this land. Hear our prayers now. Delay no longer in granting peace to our land. Look upon the tears of the children. Dry the tears of the mothers. Let the cries of grief at last fall silent." California is considering several bills that would place tighter controls on Christian colleges. The bills would limit financial aid to colleges opposed to transgendered people and remove protections from Christian colleges. As the California primaries approach next week, presidential wannabe Bernie Sanders is in a dead heat with Hillary Clinton. The last NBC Wall Street Journal poll puts him within 2 percentage points of the former Secretary of State, and Sanders is leading with the Latino vote. The lead singer for the Christian rock group Everyday Sunday told 614 magazine that he is a homosexual, given up to vile affections. Trey Pearson has an ex-wife and 2 children and says he's learning to accept himself. In the words of Romans 1, "Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves." The number of Americans confessing to homosexuality has doubled since 1990. Now, 8.7% of women and 8.2% of men confess to this sin. 12% of millennial women and 7.5% of millennial men are confessing to participating in this sin, according to the survey from Widener University. Only about 1% still confess to being exclusively homosexual, while the majority would identify with Ephesians 4:19, who, being past feeling, have given themselves over to lewdness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. STEM Express, one of the companies exposed by the Center for Medical Progress, has been under investigation by a congressional panel. LifeSite News reports that the panel found STEM Express and their contracted abortion mills in violation of federal law on patient privacy. Amazon founder and CEO Jeff Bezos does not want to move the industrial economy to China. He wants to move industry into space so as to save Earth, according to a report from Recode. Christian evangelist Franklin Graham is speaking out on Facebook against the law being considered by Pakistan to allow men to beat their wives for not complying to their demands. In the Quran, Sirach 4:34, Muslim men are instructed to admonish and beat their wives. The Apostle Paul brings the Christian message. He would rather encourage husbands to love their wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Ephesians 5. A New York City man defended his wife from a would-be rapist. Mamadou Diallo came to the rescue of his wife after receiving a panicked call from her. The assailant died when Mr. Diallo intervened on his wife's behalf, and now Mr. Diallo is facing charges. Nehemiah 4:14 reminds us, "Remember the Lord, who is great and awesome, and fight for your brothers, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your homes." And that's the worldview on this Thursday, June 2nd, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.